organize the Sugya of the Mekadesh Milva. And we separated out the issues that are Ribbis issues, the issues that are Kibushin issues. At the very end of the Shir, we pointed out the Makna, which explains, which is Medayik and Rashi, and through that diuk we can explain the what would a seemingly stira in the Rambam. So I'd like to revisit that, look at the sugi again, and then develop the idea and take it a little bit deeper. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Makadosh Milvin Mekudeshes, Ban Noas Mum Mekudeshes," and Rashi explains, "Hamekadosh Milvin Mekudeshes." The Gemara explains why does it not work. The Gemara says, "Enough Mem Zayin," because Halva Loitzo Nitna. Havol Etzon Nitna means that the expectation is that the Lov is going to use the funds. There is a discussion on the Omid base, Machlokes Tanoim, does that begin once the Lov begins to use the money, or even before the Lov begins to use money? But that is obviously an important detail, which will impact the practicalities of the Halacha, but in terms of the fundamental idea of the Halacha, it's unimpacted. And Baya seemingly builds on Rav, that Rav paskins a Mekadosh Milvin. The Gemara over there concludes that it's not a Machlokes Tanoim, and the basis for a Mekadosh Milvin not being a good Kiddushin is that there's no money there. Loitzo Nitna, Rashi is two Lashonos. Milva Loitzo Nitna means two things. Number one is that whatever money is there is hers, and it's not the husband's to give to her to be koiner. And number two, it's not there. It's not there, and if it was there, it wouldn't be his. So L'chorah Rashi is addressing two issues. In the most common case, the lov is using the money. Money's not there. So I can't point any money. I can point to an obligation to pay. But with an obligation to pay, you can't do anything. What would happen if the money taka was there? She has not yet spent the money. She's holding on to the money. What would happen if she's already gathered the money together to pay me back? So Rashi says, still doesn't matter, because it's not his money. She's not chayevis to give him back that money. He can't say mamoni gabach. He can say mamoni gabach, but that means just it's a tevia for the value. So hamekadosh b'milva, milva loitzo nitna, and that has the two ways of expressing why that will not satisfy kinyan kiddushin, and that is money is not there, and number two, the money, even if it would be there, is no longer the baal's, so you can't access it and mekadosh with it. However, hamekadosh b'hanoas milva, that taka would work. What's Hanoas Milva? So the conclusion of the Gemara is that Hanoas Milva is Irvach Lazimna. And Rashi's explanation of Irvach Lazimna is that the loan is about to be due, and the Baal and the Malva, soon to become the Baal, says, "I'll give you more time, and with that Hanoah you should mekadesh me." Rashi expresses the Hanoah also in two ways. He says, "Banoah zu she'at hoyis noisenes pruto lo'odom she'ifayseini yalkach." Oili, he says that the money that you would spend, banoah zu, what's the Hanoah of Irvach Lozman? The Hanoah of Irvach Lozman is the money you would spend to convince me to extend the loan, right? The mashal ma'adavar doime, I owe somebody a lot of money. I know that if I go to him and ask for an extension, he's going to say no. He says, you do this every month. Every time I lend you money, you got to pay. I'm choking. So I go to his rebbe, go to his Rosh Hashiva, and I say, can you speak to this malva to give me a break? I know he'll listen to you. So the Rosh Hashiva's busy, maybe disinclined to do so. But if the lover takes care of a bill, so the Rashiva will, it's a yeshiva, takes care of one of the monthly bills. So there's a brokerage fee. All right. So now that she's inclined to use influence to call in a favor, it'll cost Rashiva. It's going to call in a favor. Right? He can't go to this Baal Choyev and ask for money at the end of the month. So he's not losing. Nope. So that would be a brokerage fee. That's what we call a brokerage. So that would be, so since the woman does not have to go to the Malviz Rosh Hashiva to get him to convince him to give her an extension, it doesn't cost her the nation of the yeshiva. So that's Irvachla. She gets Hano by not having to pay. Right? That's what Rashi says. Hano zu sha'ata yisnei senes pruta la'odam. You'd have to, it'd cost you more than a pruta. She'yifai seni al-kach. So that is then Pirish Lokach Kudeshis. We discussed on Monday. The Kol Shechein, says Rashi. So Abaye is giving his a Chiddush. Abaye chose, he lowballed his Chiddush because he wanted us to know that there are Chidushim that are obviously included in his Chiddush. Now, the way we're explaining it is that Abaye is not quoting Rav. Abaye is building on Rav. Just last night I pulled out the Shiurim that Rav Scheinberg Tzatzal gave on Kiddushin. So I looked up what he had to say on Mekeis, a very beautiful Mahalach. I'll mention it later on. But the first thing he points out is, he says, this Ha'ara. He says, many Achreidim say, why is Abaye re-quoting Rav? What does it just say? Why don't you just quote Rav? So he says, the Pashto says, Abaye is only quoting Rav in order to build on Rav. Abaye is referring, he's not being Mechadish, Mechadish and building, because that's just like Gemara and Ksuvas he saw. That's the Gemara in Rav. Abaye doesn't need to teach me that halacha. Abaye is teaching me the next halacha, that a Mechadish v'anoas har vachas zman, anoas milve, that is a good Kiddushin. So Rashi says, v'kol shechein amocha l'kol al milve. So Rashi says, certainly, if the husband says, I'll be moichod alone, that's hamekadosh milveh. Then he can't do. He's being moichod, what's he giving her? But he says, I'm going to give you the hano. I'm not ever having to pay back the loan. So Rashi says, if giving her the hano of an extra month, if that is enough hana, that's kiddusha, that works. So achas kama v'kama, not having to pay back the loan b'chlal should work. V'kol shechein imocha lo kol amilve v'omar lo eskad shili banos mechila zo tahashtu dekoyov lo hach pruta danos milve. He's giving her something right now. He's not telling her, you don't have to give me back, because then I'm telling you, you don't have to pay back. That's not giving her right now, because she has the money already. Giving her the hana that she doesn't have to pay back alone. But if he says to her, you borrowed $1,000, keep the $1,000, and with that, we should be married. No, that's Abaye's din. So Abaye's point of here is that even though we paskin, that mekadosh b'milveh ain't a mekudeshes, but you can identify hana'a that is associated with the loan, and you can mekadosh with that hana'a. And Rashi says, "Bachlal Masayim Mona." Abaye zeroed in on Hanav Peuta, an extension of Achas Kamo Kamo, the Hanav getting the Mechila. That's what the Ritva points out, as we said. Iker Aperish Beguva Shel Milva Shadchayevesli Ulafu Keheicha Shemochol Lo Amilva Oy Mikzasa. That wouldn't work. VaOmalayam Mekudeshli Banav Shemachalti Lacha Milva Zu. She mekudeshes, right? He says, it makes the same point that Rashi says. That if it's begufa shel milvem, and you say, hariya mekudeshes b'milv shachayevsli, so that would not be good kiddushin. Ulafuke, but if you're going to focus on the hanah, even a nov mechila, kevan shanov zu shove pruta, that nov mechol mokim chashuva. And then he brings two rayas. Raya number one, the mishtabed b'ana, you can create shibudim with ana. And raya number two is that in kiddushin we can say rekod lefonai, schok lefonai. Good? And then he goes on to express what we said in Rashi as well. Ulochi kamer baye milse psikta hamakadesh b'milva ein b'kadeshes afilu egiyas man perona afilu be'ein b'shusa. Even the money is mamish sitting there. That's Rashi. That's the Ritva. Comes the Rashba. Says the Rashba. Eina mukudeshes, vanos milve mukudeshes, vasikna nos milachlozimna. Uperish Rashi zal, shirviachlozman, vomoliskachi vanozu. She hoisa nesenis pruta bakach, vishasar vocha, vokoshechai, nemochala milve biatsmoi, vomale, bischara nos, a mechila vodin nokat, arvochasman, veloi nokat bimchilas milve, mishum de boy. Lashvin and Shaosas came Mishum Rabba's ribbis. Right? I thought, Lanias Daiti, that Abai is giving us the biggest Chiddush and Bechlal Messiah Mana. Ramban says Abai wanted to teach me a din in ribbis. That's why he chose this particular case of Mechilas Milva Bashas Harvochas Zman. Vechain Pishar Alfasizal. Tekosa Vanoas Milva Isa Ve'oilam. Avol milva atzma eina ba'olam. Right, so far so good. Avol Rebbe Nechananel. Rebbe Nechananel was the Rebbe of Rebbe the Rif. Rebbe Nechananel also is often seen as the Messiah of the Rambam. Rambam often, but a lot of his shittas come back to Rebbe Nechananel was the bridge between the Gaonim and the Rishonim. So the most of the Chachmei Sforan will often tie back to Maser from Rebbe Nechananel. In this case, most of the Chachmei Sforan part ways with Rebbe Nechananel. Avo Rebbe Nechananel Pirish Dishaklinu Minam. Rebbe Nechananel was in Italy, I think. I think he landed in South, this whole Mesorah slash legend of Rebbe Nechananel being in a boat, the boat going to the Mediterranean, and the boat crashing. And some even say that Arvul Rachum goes back to Rebbe Nechananel, but I think he landed in Sicily, in Italy.
Africa? North Africa?
North Africa?
I was told he was like the road of Africa.
So, but I said, that's correct, but I was told recently that the community in Italy dates back to Rebbe Nechananel. I think when I was a kid, I learned also that he landed in North Africa. But recently, they heard this. Okay, I'm not sure. Rebbe Nechananel Pirish. So Rebbe Nechananel's pshat: De shaklinu mina v'hodar oizvinu nihalei. That the case which Abai is referring to is when the soon-to-be husband has collected, shoklinu mina, he's collected, v'hondar reisvinu ne'allah, and then he relends it to the wife, v'omar lo, v'ahi ano, d'shavignu l'cha'ad, kach v'kach zimno, mikdishali. And he says, anusach, and he says, you thought you had to pay back today. With the hano that you're getting basically an extension, the hano that now you can keep the money, right? It's like bring books back to the library, right? So sometimes the librarian is a captain. Sometimes they'll redo it on the computer. Sometimes you have to bring the book back in, all right? And then you have to come back 2 hours later, take it off the shelves, take it out again, right? So let's say the librarian's in a good mood, and the librarian says, you know what? Let's pretend that it's back on the shelf. Let's pretend that you took it out. Let's pretend that you brought it back to the desk. Let it out now. Right. So basically, the librarian is saying, "Bahu ano that you're getting an extension, right? Did you get to keep it longer?" So the shavikna lacha ad kafu kach zimna miktashali the ibe the loishik linu. So says the Rabbi Nachanan, why do I have to insist on this gimmick? Why does it have to be that the money comes back and goes back out? Heichi adife hanoas milva mi milva atzma. The Rabbi Nachanan says, I can't distinguish. This distinction, which Rashi, the Ritva, all the Rishonim are saying, that the point of the sugya is a distinction between being moichel guf halva and giving an extension. Right, the yisoid of the sugya, going to Ritva, that's the sugya. Ritva says that is what the Rif was saying. We have to drive. Have to the point of the sugya is to nail down this distinction. Distinction between being moichel alone, that's milvaloid son nitna. I'm not giving her anything. Hano, I can give her hano. All right? So hano, harvachas man is good enough. Hano, mechil is good enough. So mechananel, I don't get it. How can you distinguish between the heichi adif hanoas milva mi milva atzma? That's the Menachananel. I can't distinguish. If you're going to tell me that a broker's fee is enough, right? So Mechil is Gevaldig. So I'm getting out of the loan. Heicha difa noas milve mi milva atzva. Yetzive ba'ara v'giyur b'shmei shemayom. Right, that's these... He's throwing powerful arrows. You have to figure out. Yitzim bar v'girusha v'hai kasha, says the Rashba, as good as the kasha sounds. Right? You have to understand there. The chachma yisvara are ganging up on the makor of the v'sara. It's another double portion. The Menachanel has the gevaldig yisvara. Right? And it's possible that since Rabbi Nachananel is saying, I have this besvara, not b'mesayra, that he opened up himself up for revision. The high kushya lesa. Rabbi Nachananel is, we don't get his kasha. Tanos milva isa, u milva gufa lesa. That's what we spent Monday discussing. That's in the first 10 minutes of Shir discussing. There's a distinction between hanos milva and milga gufa. The own. The Lashon, the Irvach Le'mashmachi. And furthermore, he says that, I don't understand the language does not fit Rabbi Nachananel. But what does B'chanan accomplish? His pshat, that it must be she gave the money back. What does he want to accomplish with it? No?
That there's a scene right now.
There's that there is, and essentially, what is making the kiddushin? Was that
giving over something?
No money at all.
The no of the
extension.
But why does he say you have to give the money back? What does he gain with that?
It's a mal. Depends on the mal if you don't give it back.
So what does he gain by the woman giving the money back to the husband?
You can distinguish between the no and the mal.
It's not Lotan issue anymore.
But
when it's by her, if he left it there, so it was already
Lotan. So there's no Lotan, no, right? So he's giving the loan.
He's actually,
but he's saying it's not a Kenyan, and not being Machnet to you. He's giving you the loan, but and what's the Hanna that you're getting? What's the what the loan? I'm not giving you the money. So how are we getting married? Was that? How are you getting married? If not, you're not gonna. You can't walk away with the money. You have to give it back. You have to give the money back to me. So, was that?
So it's based on the
hana. It's the hana of getting the loan, right? So now Rabbi Nachanan wants to distinguish between hamikadosh b'milva. That means to use the money that I lent out. All right, that can't be. What's b'hanoas milva? So it's the hano that you're getting b'shas halva. It can't be the money because I'm not giving you the money. But I'm giving you something now. Right? Once the loan is out, I cannot attach anything to that loan. The money's not there. And the hanah that she got when she got the loan. There's no new hanah she's getting today. I owe money for 30 days. There's no new hanah on day 15, day 16. Right? So Mekadosh B'Milva, once the loan is out, I can't do anything. But if the loan's not out, it's not a milva shehoyah, so a milva that I'm giving, starting right now, that I can be Mekadosh for that. I can't be Mekadosh for the money, because the money's not, I'm not giving you the money. I'm Mekadosh for the hanah that you're getting a loan. Oh, that's Ben Hananel. That's what he says. And Ben Hananel says that therefore, and Ben Hananel's Svara, v'hod eloi, v'omolei, v'hi ano, tish koshevik nilach ad kach v'kach zimna, mikdashes. The ibed eloi sheklinu, heichi adif ano as milva, mi milva atzma. So Ben Hananel is saying what Eli was saying, so why can't I just be mochel the loan? The ibed eloi sheklinu, if I didn't take the money back, heicha adifa nosmo mi milva atzma. If I didn't take the money back, so then why should the kiddushin only work when I'm giving you the when I'm extending a loan and not when I'm being mochel the loan? So it must be that I'm giving you something right now. Right, that's what Lachori. That's the Ben Hananel svara. Again, what are the steps of Ben Hananel? Ben Hananel says, Lachori. Ben Hananel says that we can always be mekadosh with hanah. That everybody says. It seems that most of the Rishonim will not accept the idea of being mekadosh with the hanah that you get by getting a loan. And Mechananel says, you can be Mekadesh with Hanor that you get from getting a loan. Mechananel then says, so why does the Gemara do acrobatics and say that it has to be Be'irach lo zimna, that I paid back, and now you're getting it again? Right? So Mechananel is saying, I'll tell you the following. When you initiate a loan, there's excitement that you're getting a loan, you can be Mekadesh with that. Rabbi is giving you another chiddush. Even if I don't have the excitement of getting a new loan, it's the excitement of getting an old loan. Oh, you can count that as well. All right? That's what Rabbi Hananel sees. Rabbi Hananel says, and I have to say it this way. Why? Because the way that the other Rishonim are saying it, it turns out that the hanah of extending a loan is a good kinyan. But the hanah of being moichel alone is not a good kinyan. How does Ben Hananel answer his own kasha? Would Hananel allow for the hanah of being moichel alone?
Yeah, why not?
Why does his answer a better answer than the Rajba and the Ridva's answer? Now, both are confronted. The Ben Hananel has a powerful svara. Right? The svara is that if you can be mekadosh with the hanah of harvachas zman, you should be able to mekadosh the hanah of mechila. Right, that's his kasha. I would expect Ben Hananel to say, be mekadosh with mechila, with hanah's mechila. Right, I would assume he would say that.
Ben
Hananel never pshat in the sugya. The sugya is arvach lezman. So arva lechzman is the hanah that you get by extending a loan. So lechoira, Ben Hananel would say, hanah is hanah. Hanah of a new loan, Hanah being Meirchel alone, and Hanah getting an extension of a loan, right? Right? L'chor, what you would say. Because everything's Hanah. Now, why did... That if he's not giving anything right now, why should that be better than giving the money itself even after it's out there? Vai kusha lesa, danos milva isa, u milva gufa lesa. He says the kasha is not a good kasha, because essentially, when I am mochel the money, I'm not giving you anything.
Why is Rabbi learning as mechila? Why does Rabbi think he's contrasting it to mechila?
Because he said so.
By
the tishaklino mina.
The
Omale.
Yeah, but the Ibn al-Shaklinu isn't connected to that. That's just saying the reason why my case has to be this is because X. Are you saying he's learning?
Well, he wants to, he has to solve his problem.
I don't understand. What does Mephila have to do with? What is that? What is
it? Avim Rechanel Pirish. The Shaklinu Mino Vahodar is Finim in LA. The Omale Bahia Ano. The Ko Shavik Noloch Ad Kafaka Zim the Mikdashali. The Ibn al-Shaklinu, Heichi Adifa, Hanoas Milva, Mi Milva Atzma. Right? So therefore. What's that?
Where does Mechila come in?
Well, that's what the Milva Atzma is. Yeah. Vahai Kusha Lesa, Danoas Milva Isa, or Milva Gufa Lesa. V'oin, next kash is the lishon de irvach lo imash mochi, because we have a different lashon. V'od, then isa deicha de loisha klinu mina le mikcha ba nos harvacha, af bidish klinu mina leiteskanish the iu lab be milva gufa de yavla mikdash el ba nos hamtonis zimna fi gufa ina ba'ila. So the Rebbeinu, again, Rebbeinu Chananel has this new tziyur. The Rashba says we don't understand Rebbeinu Chananel. Number one, we don't understand. The lashon doesn't work. Number two, even in Rebbeinu Chananel's case, Rebbeinu Chananel is accepting the. Rebbeinu Chananel's kasha is that if harvachas man works, then forgiving the loan should work. That's his kasha. Heichi adifa anos milva mi milva atzva. Alright? So his answer is, well, it's some hano that he's getting when we actually further the loan. So the Rashba says, but you're still distinguishing between some kind of hanah and milva gufa. Ultimately, Rebbeinu Chananel is bothered why milva gufa is not working. Right? So Rebbeinu Chananel's answer doesn't change that. Right?
What's Rebbeinu Chananel's answer?
Rebbeinu Chananel's answer is that the loan is paid back, and the extension is given by re-extending, by giving the money back again, by essentially beginning a new loan. So again, Rebbeinu Chananel, Avor Rebbeinu Chananel Pirish, Tishaklinu Mina, V'hodar Isvinu Nehalom, V'omar Lo, V'hi Ano, Diko Shevik Noloch, Ad Kach V'kach Zimno, Miktishali. That's Rebbeinu Chananel. The case we understand. Right? We can read the case. He gets the money back, gives the loan again, and says, Hana, that you're getting a certain amount of time. The Shavik Naloch Ad Kach V'Kach. The Hana that you're getting this loan for a certain amount of time. Says Rebbeinu Chananel, why do I insist on this pshat? Because if this is not what's happening, if it's happening what you're saying, and Rav Hananel was for them, but Rav Hananel apparently was aware this could be another pshat. The other pshat is that Harvachas Man is literal, the way the other Rishonim say, that the Hano of getting an extension is the Hano with which I'm being Mekadisher. So Rav Hananel says, so why is that Hano better than the Hano of Milva Asma? You right? What's Milva Atzma? Hanna of the loan itself. Hey, Chedi, Hanna's Milva, me Milva Atzma. Hanna's Milva is the Hanna of having the loan. Hanna's Milva in this case is the Hanna of getting an extension. So why should that be better than the loan itself? Right? Now, we've said the loan itself is a problem because Milva Leitzon Nidna. So you can't use the loan itself. So, Rabbeinu Hananel, the Rashba says, Kasha. Kasha number two is, that's not what Harvachas Man means. It should be, the Ozif Lo Lizimna. Kasha number three is, that why should giving the money make a difference if the issue is giving more time? If it's the Hano of more time, why do we need to get the money back? And then he's saying that L'chaira, the Rabbi Hananel has not addressed his own question. His question was Hanoas Milva Gufa. He doesn't his new story does not address that, because the new story again is with the Harvachas Man. So how did Rabbi Hananel, how did he solve his own problem? His problem is that Hanos Milva Asma should work. Hanos Mechila should work. Right? Rashi says, Hanos Mechila does work. Right? Diskashli Hanos Mechila Zu. And Rabbeinu Hananel understood that other Rishonim were not saying that. And the Rashba seems to say, he's right, Hanos Mechila wouldn't work. And the Rishba seems to say, even Rav Hananel doesn't say, in the end, Hanos Mechila. It sounds like. The Raivid Zal, the Chena Raivid, Pirish ben Milva, Shegiyah Zman of Amois, Bi Yado, Ve Kevan de Balkorcha Yochel Ligvoisam, Havik Yilu Govam. The Raivid says, apparently, the Rishba's presentation is that the Raivid is bothered by the same cash Rav Hananel is bothered. Hanos, Hanos, Hanos. Right, so if you're being mekadesh with Hanoah, Hanoah's mechila. So therefore, the Ravid says the money is sitting there, and since it's the due date already, and the money is sitting there, I could get a basin to come and get the money for me. So if basin get it for me, it's kilo. I got it. Memela, I'm being mekadesh her with. It's almost like the Rabbi Hananel. The tzir is almost the same. Due date. Extension, right? Or I'm not collecting it. Or I'm using the money that's been collected. Right? So that's the. So far we have three mahalchim in a bayis chiddush. Right? We have Rashi, the Ritva, the Rashba, that seems that Hanos Mechila would work. The Ritva sets up the case. Hanos is kesef kedusha. We have the Ravid, who very clear. Saying the money is sitting there, right? You're being mekadesh with the money that you can access. So the Rabbi says, Milva Leitzon Nitna. Alabai is telling me a very, very, very small chiddush. He's saying, Milva Leitzon Nitna. If I could have a loan, which technically is not yet wrapped up, but it is wrapped up. According to Rabbi, a bias chiddush is a chiddush Milva Leitzon Nitna. That 10 minutes before I get the money, it's mine already. All right, the very, very specific, narrow vort of Abaye that, according to Rabbi. But Hananel says Abaye has the following vort. If I get the money back, when I re-lend the money, so then I can re-lend the money with a hana of the zaman that they get. So Rabbi Hananel says, Rabbi Seigra. How do you understand Rabbi Hananel? What's the chiddush that has to be a read? Why don't say I begin the loan this way? Why have our vachas man have mekadesh bin milva in the mukadeshes? HaMekadesh B'Kiviyasman B'Shaz Alva Mekudeshes. Why have a whole sea of getting the money back? Right? I would say because that's a chiddush. Getting them a revolving door halva is not as much hana as the first time you get it. Even revolving door hana is good enough. But hayotze from the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rabbi, the way the Rajba is explaining it is milva gufa. Hanos milva gufa doesn't work. And the Rajba would seem to accept that mechilas hanos mechila, right? Again, v'kol shechinim mochala milva ba'atzmoi v'omalei b'schara hanos mechila, right? That would work like Rashi. So what's bothering you, Menachananel? Mechila gufa. Rambam says, let's look at the Rambam. Halacha Yud Gimel. Hamekadesh b'milva afilu hoyisa b'shtar in mekudeshes. Hoyeloi etzla. Let's finish up. B'nei shamilva leitzon nitna ve'ein kandover kayum lihonis boy me'ato shekvar roitzio yisei dinner ve'ovra hana osoi. What's from leitzon nitna? So what does Rambam say? Ein kan dover kayim lihonas boy meyata. I cannot give her hanor right now from something. I can't give her hanor for money right now. Right? If I can give her hanor for money right now, then it'd be good kiddushin. Right? But the money's not there. So he can't give her that hanor. If I be meichel the loan, I'm not giving her hanor for money. I'm giving her hanor. I'm giving her hanor like from a dance, from a rikud. But I'm not giving her hanor from the money. Ho yulei etzel milva alamashkoin v'kitshiva oisei milva v'hechzer lo es hamashkoin harezu mekudeshes. She has alva, and she gave me a security. And we say, I'm mekadesh with alva. But it doesn't work. No, she gives back the security. I give her the security back, right? I give her something. She says, she owes me $1,000. I have her laptop, right? So I said, like, security, she gives me the $1,000, right? No, she said, I say to her, here's your laptop. Haret mukadesh asli behalvozu, $1,000. I'm being mekadesh, and here's your laptop. Rambam says it works. Why? Because nenes b'mashkein mi'ata harigil hano yoda. Because she's getting some hano right now from the mechila of the loan. Hamekadesh ba'noas milva. Havizu mekudeshes. What does that mean? Keep going. Shaloiva shilva oisa ato. Mesaim zuz. Right now. $200. Va'omar lo. Hamekadeshes li ba'noas zman. Sharviach loch b'milva zu. Shetiye biyadeh kach v'kach yoim, v'eini toiv mimech adzman ploini. Giving you money right now, and I'm saying it's going to be for 3 months, and you're going to enjoy this money for 3 months. the hana that you're getting, I want the money back. I'm not being mekadesh with the money. I want the money back. But as I'm giving it to you, you're going to get 3 months worth of hana from this. Right? So be mekadesh with the hana. Harizu mekudeshes. Shari yesh lana me'ato l'shtamish b'mil mezu at seis v'shakava. Also last says which are rivers. All right. The Chayyim, this is the Rambam is Rabbeinu Hananel. He's missing one kinesh, the return of the money. All right, but Lachaira, it's the apidin is all the same. Uperishu Rabbi Saibanos Milvad Dvarim Shein Roel Lishayma. But my Rebbeim said things that are not worth saying. Right, I think I'm referring to the Rif because the Rif didn't go like the Rabbeinu Hananel. Right, according to the Rambam Magid. So the Rabbi says his word: Pirushu kegoyin shegiyas man amilvili para u'moisav biyad muzmanu lefroyet v'yoisa nesenis miyad berotzin dina lemisha marich lo zman chodesh echad herich lo mischar kiddushin mikudeshes zeu darvich lo zimna v'koshim asher kosefim. Right, the Rabbi says my case is that the money is sitting there, and he gives him the money back. Miyad birotzin, lemi shemarich lo zman chodesh echad v'herich lo, and he doesn't give the money back, but the money's sitting there, and he's getting hanov of harach zman b'kol shechein. What the Rambam is certainly correct. That's certainly correct. Upishra Boisai Sagois Maimon says, Sagois Maimon is the Ramon the Rambam. Right? Now, the Ramon is the Ashkenazi Hagois and Shulchan Aruch, which make the Shulchan Aruch usable for Ashkenazim. Sagois Maimon is the effort to make the Rambam a savior for a practical savior for Ashkenazim. Sagois Maimon says, Ayin, who is this? Who is the Rabbi side that's rejecting? Rashi. Pushka Goyin Shapirish Ramel is Kachili Banozu, Shahisa Naisenes, Prutal Odom, Shefai Senil Kach, the Kolshachain. Kolshachain. Immochal lo kolam milva omar lo. Right? Rama would not accept that. Because there's no money right now that's giving Hana. Rama would not accept Mechilas kolam milva. Rama's like, it's like Rabbi Hanano. Right? Hanos, Hanos Mechila, and Hanos Halva, Mechila's Halva, is not good. Rabbi Magid. I'm a Kaddish Milba. Hold on. Pirakama Davov. Ube Perigish Makadish Mam Zayin. Remember, I'm a Kaddish Milba in Mugudeshes. Visham is Borish, Afilu Bishtain Miskadeshes. But Yesh Misha Kosav. Sheim Hoyson Milba Bishtar, Vexil Ashtar, Bishas Kidushan, Yesh Benir Shavu Pruta, Rebu Kadesh is good. Why? Because he gave me. Have a Makadish Milba Pruta. The Chain is Vigmar Memches. Vekimta. Fine. Rabbeinu lo hizkir chazoras hashtar Sham davom mid base Omer Abaye Hamekadosh mil v'ein mekudeshes Banos mil mekudeshes V'gmar pirusha anos mil v'da'arvach l'zimna V'hilchois the rif pirush Kegoyin demot zimnei l'mig v'mina V'arvach l'zimna V'omala v'yano demirvach n'lei Ad zman ploini mikta sholi like Rashi V'ikash alachei hi alima V'kashalach. Heichi alima hanos milve mi milve gufe. V'kashe. Hanos milve isa. Ulochi miskadeshes ba. Milve gufe lesa. The diskadesh ba. The kaimelon. Milve loitzon nitna. Ad kan loshoin alochis. V'yesh misha kosav. Dilepevish ze. Kol shachain. Im mochalo milve ba'atzma. Vomlis kashli bischar hanos hamachila. Who's the yesh misha kosav?
Rashi,
right? V'rabbeinu zal lo yoshu be'enav divrei alochis. The efshur shetoyil yoyser hanos milve mi milve atzma. Rabbeinu Chanan is loshen. The Rabbi Magid is saying there was the Rambam's critique of the Rif. V'keiv under v'shas ha'kidushin ein anoysin lo yidover lo yodif harvach hazman mi milve gufa. V'chein dash v'nach an anazal. V'lozeh pirish hanos milve sha'aton noysin lo mois v'alva v'marviach lo zman shekevei lo l'piroin. V'ramban v'rashba maskimen l'das halochis. V'roi l'chush l'divrayim. V'b'chlal divrayi yisbaru divrayasogayis. Right, so now, the Rabbi Magid summarizes everything we learned until now. What's the sikum until now? What's the nekudas hamachlokes between the Rambam and Rav Chananel on one end, and the Rif and the Rashba and the Ramban and Rashi on the other end? No, go ahead.
Do you have to actually be giving her something?
That's one. All right, that's one tziur. Right, according to the Rambam, the only way, Rav Chananel, the only way that there'll ever be Kiddushin with halva is if I have some money right there. Halva leitzon nitna. Mil leitzon nitna. There's nothing there. Right? I can't get married without something there, without being there. So the Rambam says, well, if I can have something there, and you can get enough from some object, all right, then we will... Hana, which is not identified as coming from something. Apparently looking at a dance, good enough, right? But getting from the mashkoin, good enough. Getting from the money right now, good enough. Right? All good enough. Hana from some money is coming through right now. However, sitting back and electronically redirecting the money, right? Putting the money to your account, sitting back and saying, you know what, you owe me money. So the guy gets hana. He gets hana. He's going to burn his shtar. Right? It's gavaldik. He feels much better. But that's not hana that comes from some tangible money. So Rambam and Chananel say, what was a bayis chiddush? A bayis chiddush is a yesoid that the Rambam formulates. Hamekadesh b'milve, nothing. Because whatever Makashmila means, right, it means Mechila Asakesef, not good. HaMekadesh B'Harvach HaZman, so Rambam says, if it means, what does that mean? Rambam's Pshat, if when I'm giving you the money, I say, not, I'm giving you Hano as well. Oh, that works. So Rabbi Chananel has a different, a little bit of a different Kinesh. The Rambam didn't go with that Kinesh. But he went with the Yisoyin. All right. Now, what's the Rambam rejecting? Well, what are the Rambam? The Rambam's a little bit acrobatics. We didn't dream of this Rambam and Chananel. We learned like Rashi. Rashi was good for us. Rashi was good pshat. Rif was good pshat. Right. So, what is the Tamachleit and the Rif and the Rambam and Chananel? What's the Rambam rejecting over here? That if there is that mechila. That Hanoah on Mechila, right? According to Rashba, Rashi, Hanoah without anything tangible is a good Hanoah. Moshal, the Hanoah that you're saving a brokerage fee. And Alachas Kama Vekama, the Hanoah of Mechila Salva. Right? So again, the Rambam would say, how could you learn Asaya Azaya Pshat the Gemara? Why did the Gemara say Anos Mechila? So we dressed it up and we said, Abai is giving me the biggest Chiddush. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. Abai is going for a small Chiddush, a Kol Shechein. And Rambam is saying, Igor Chosim and Asayfer. There's a huge Chiddush over here. That with Anos Mechila, you can be, that we, there's no other example in Shas, the Rambam would say. The Rambam would say, the biggest, the Ritva's case of Hanoah, the Ritva's case of Hanoah is Rekoid Lefonai. There's something going on over there. But to sit back and to imagine an emotional release, that the Emes is the Ritva does nail the Rambam. Because the Ritva says, Orev. Can you shaman yourself with a good feel that you're being trusted? So the Ritva knew exactly what the Rambam was saying. And there was Mamish Meduyuk, and that was the Ritva quoted Orev. Right? Rambam would say he quoted Orev, but that's not Kiddusha. Right?
What about
anything? So let's just want to get things clear. What's clear? What's clear is that now we saw the Rebbe Chananel, we saw the way the Rambam says it. Right? So presumably the Rambam and Amagid Mishnah, they're all telling us the Rambam and the Rebbe Chananel is the same. So even though Bini had certain auras the way of Rebbe Chananel, but it was I'm being soimech on this mahalach, the Rambam and Chananel are mamish in line with each other, right? So now it's ke'ilu, there was a critical edition of Chananel that said, look at the Rambam. So we have clear that the Rambam holds that if a person is moichel the entire loan and says, I'm giving you hanoah. The husband says, v'hanoas mechila. Rashi says, gevaldig. And Rambam says, nothing. You right? Again, what is everybody agreeing to? Hamekanish v'milva. Everybody accepts that if the person says, you know the $1,000 I lent you, that's your kesef kiddushin. Everybody says, nothing. Nothing happened. Enim kudeshes. Nothing. Two gemaras, three gemaras. Ksuvas aydalid. No. Kiddushin. Mimzani kiddushin. Davav. It's like the petikah of a Rosh Weizshir. Shosh pa mimashas. Right. Three times it comes up. Okay, good. So we know the din. The din is poshut. Right? Because Mimlechon, what does Mimlechon mean? Money's not there. Okay? So, according to Rashi, I can't access money. But Abaye says a little bit of hanoah, it's gevaldig. A little bit of hanoah goes a long way. You can catch a little bit of hanoah. And a lot of hanoah, certainly gevaldig. Right? Hanoah is mechila. Good. That's Rashi Rashbaran. The Rambam said, Mivaloitzon nidna, the money's not there. That means you're getting hanoah from something that's intangible. It doesn't work. But if the money's there, and you get intangible hanoah coming along with the money, that's good. A maskin will work, right? Says the Rambam. So if b'shas nesinas halva, if I say I want to use the money, didn't happen because the money is halva, money's leitzon nidna, right? But if I say the hanoah that you get from the halva. So Rambam will say, if you say it the right way, that'll work, right? Rashi, I'm not sure if he'll say that, because Luchari should have said it. But what's clear, is that if you turn around and you say, I want to be moichel that money, so Rashi and the Rashba will say, Hanos mechila, yeah, the money, the halva gufa nothing. Mechila, yeah. And Rambam will say, no, that's also not good. Okay, so that's the, what's the Hezber Adover? How are we going to explain this, what's the basis for the Machloikas? What are they arguing about? We can make a very, very, now, the, Heichi Alima, Hanos Milva Mi Milva Gufa, Loikasha. What was the guy? Heichi alima hanos milve mil gufa. And apparently, the idea of distinguishing between the hanah of the milveh and the money of the milveh, that seems to have eluded the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Hananel, right? Because Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rambam could not accept that hanos mechilas halva will work, and mechilas halva won't work. So Rambam says it's because it has to be a tangible part to the, a tangible aspect to this hanah. That's the only way I can explain that. And the other Rishonim say, we can't explain the difference between hanah and the milva gufa. Right? So the nekudas hamachloikis is, what apparently would force the Rambam to say, this line, heichi alima hanos milva gufa. Apparently, Rav Rashba and Rashi and the Rif, they all were able to say there's like such a clear distinction between being moichel, the money, and the hanor you get from moichel. And the Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rambam didn't buy that distinction. So in Memela, they had to have another distinction. Tangibility. Is that a word? Probably not.
Yeah,
that's good. You got it? Is a the tangibility, find it out, another word, the concreteness of where the hanah is coming from. Right? So again.
Tangibility is the man, yeah.
Good, all right, good. He's scrabble. Good. Okay. So now we got, so good. We got, so again. So,
you say that one more time, the distinction?
Yeah. The, again, look, we start from the, what's the chiddush of Abaya? The Arvach Lazimda, right? Everybody is masking. Everybody's agreeing. Hamakash Milva Milva Loitzah Nitna, and therefore, by giving over the money that you lent out, that doesn't work. Everybody's masking to that, right? However, there is something that everybody's masking will work. That's a Bayis second. Havachas. What is that ultimately? According to Rashi, Rashba, Ridva, it is the pleasure that the woman gets from getting an extension, not having to pay back today, and saving a brokerage fee. You right? That's that hanah. So from that, the Rashba and the Ridva and Rashi built the Yesod that we distinguish between waiving the funds and the pleasure you get. The pleasure I get right now. Waiving funds means I'm getting the funds that are not mine, that are not there, I can't use. But the hanah that I get right now is rekoid lefanai. That's good, that I can use. All right? Says the Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rambam, they apparently say that getting the hanah that you get from mechilas alva, that's a mekadesh milva. And that is not good. That you can't be mekadesh with that. They would argue, L'chaira, if you could, I should have said that. I'm a Kaddish, right? The Gemara shouldn't have said, Hechidami, is it Ribbis? The Gemara shouldn't have said, Havach, the Gemara should have said, Poshut. You're Mefarish. The Hanos Halva, Hanos Mechila. The Ram is a very strong case. Right? They're right up to acrobatics to talk about that Yivach Lazman. You can't make that distinction.
One second.
He'll say that there's something, it's concrete enough. All right, so the Rambam and Hananel say, and now I'm squishing the Hananel to the Rambam. Hananel is a little bit different, right? A little bit different, but essentially what they're saying is that.
How can you ignore the relending case? I don't understand.
Was that?
How can you ignore the fact that Rabbeinu Hananel says the cases where you're relending, where you relend the loan?
Hold on. So because I'm trying to make it clear. So the Rambam and Hananel, they say that that hanos, that mechilas halva will not work, hanos mechila will not work, but when you're opening up the loan, so then you can express hanos halva at that time. You right? That Vinny's correct, that Rabbeinu Hananel says it differently than Rambam says it. Correct. Right, it would seem to me that the Rambam and Rechav probably agree halacha l'maisa. Rechananel is responding to the exact text of the Gemara. Probably, as I explained, Rechananel is saying, even this Hanoah would be good enough. But you're right. But it's a very, very... But again, focusing that distinction right now is like focusing on a leaf instead of the forest. Right? Hold on.
Only implies that he cares about the tangibility. The fact that you need to re-lend the loan...
Fine. So the Rambam says it. So that's what the Rambam says. So they're saying the same thing. But Rechananel is a little bit different... What you're saying is correct. But just don't focus on... Focusing on a drop of ink. Focus... They're saying the same thing. Otherwise, you'll get confused. All right? So that's the machlokes between called the school of the Rambam Chananel. They arrived with all the same school. The same differences. But the fundamental distinction is that the Rambam Chananel and the Ravid cannot see, as the Rambam explains, cannot see a distinction between Hanoas Mechila and Mechila. And the Rashba and the Ridvon, they all say there is a difference between Hanos, Mechila, and Mechila. Right? Now, out of that, we understand, because Rambam requires a tangible part of the Hanos. That's why he says that's the only way I can defend that distinction which you're making. Right? And therefore, it has to be done b'shas, in the Sinas HaKesef. Right? And Rabbeinu Chan and Rashi and the Rashba are all saying, I'm giving you Hanor right now. I don't need a tangible part of the Hanor. Alright? As long as you're getting Hanor right now, that's good enough. Hanor from the Mechila. Alright? So that's the Machlokes. What's the Machlokes based on? So Lechaira, the Machlokes is based on Lechaira. And this is a Sefer Machne, Zerah Baruch Ber, Reb Chaim. It goes back to the Rashi of the Medayikin. Well, why would we say this? So bring a beautiful Raya. Here. What halach are we looking at? Perek, Zechim Matana, Gimel what?
Zion?
No. One second. What was it, Mechira? Hey, Mishay Lechayv Etzlei. Is it?
Yeah.
Mishay Lechayv Etzlei Chaveirim. On the Mechor Lichal Vishal Yayin Mechayv Sheyesh Liyasa Chavaratzam Boicher. Harei Zeh Kemi Shenosan Adamim Ata. Bukal Lechayv Zeh Mekabel Mishapora. That's the Rambam Pili Pala, right? The Rambam says that Mamash the same din that would not work in Kiddushin. And he says, "Hiskad shili, right? B'choyim sheyesh liyetzecha, v'rotza isha, ein amekudeshes." How you talking? How the Rambam say, "Mamish that which is not doesn't work works over here." So we're not surprised because even the Gemara on Mem Zayin had a havam in it before the Gemara is written out loud that b'mecher won't work. The Gemara was willing to distinguish between Mecher and Kiddush. It's not Mukhruk in the Gemara because the Gemara learned the Braisa differently. But to make that distinction out of Kiddush, the Rambam, and the Rambam was Halacha L'maisa. So how can the Rambam over here say, Harei ze kemi shenosan domim ato? I was Meichel alone. I'm using the loan to buy something. It's money. I'm buying a chavis. I'm doing a kinyan kesef. Kol achoyz and makabel mishapora. And by kiddushin, nothing. How you talking? Is that?
The tasmon, no?
I could go back to that. All right? So but that's skipping too many steps. But since the... Reb Chaim spells this out in Birka Shmuel Simon Beis Aleph and Simon Gimel Aleph, right? And you see this in the Machne and Rashi also, that, and you see in the Tosfit on Gimel and Aleph, the Tosfit says, why doesn't Chalipin work? Because Tosfit says, because we're learning Kicho Kicho Mistei Ephraim. the ksiv be kesef, pochim shever pruta le mikri kesef. Says so ha'oil mikol zeh muchrach is that kinyan kiddushin is taka different than kinyan kesef. That even though we have all the luminu kicha kicha and the machnas says of Rashi will say it's only taka only according this whole gemara this whole mahalach will only be according to kicha kibus efer. Right. So l'chayr, what's the nakuda here? That both the Rambam and Rashi, all the Chavishonim, are mekabel this point, that Kinyan Kiddushin is going to be a narrowed down form of Kinyan Kesef. Not every Kinyan Kesef is Kinyan Kiddushin. The question is, exactly what are we narrowing down from Kicha Kicha? Right? So, Rambam will say that what we're narrowing down from Kicha Kicha is... No, is it has to have, there has to be some tangible part of the kinyan. And no, and Rashi will say that I have to
just get hung up.
Some giving up over of anything
to be intangible. It doesn't be tangible. But I have to be giving her something of mine. I have to be giving her something now. Simply saying the money which you have, you can keep. That works for Kinyan Kesef. Doesn't work for Kicha Kibus Efer. Now the Makna had a Gevaldig Mahalach, because the Makna said that even before Matan Torah, Avram was worked with Halacha, and Efren didn't work with Halacha. Efren was a guy. And when it comes to Shibud and Halva, Shivan Halva is a Chiddush. And the Chiddush only applies to Jews. And therefore, there's much more smichas das when it comes to a Jewish loan than a non-Jewish loan. Right? So, when I have a... So, when I was dealing with Ephron, so there was... With Ephron, Mechilas Halva wouldn't work. With the Jew, Mechilas Halva works because with the Jew, there's a much stronger Shibud. So, Memela, both Rashi, this is the surprise. Without the Makna, then you could. You were not tied to see that both Rashi and Rambam. They all have the same yesod. It's all one yesod. As much as we're saying kicha kicha, we're saying kicha kicha mistei Ephron, and therefore we are going to be limited in the kiddushei kesef for the kinyana which could work between Avram and Ephron. So what is that telling us? So Abaya is talking, giving you an important yesod over here. Abaya is saying that narrowed down kinyan. Rambam will say it has to be based. It has to be some ha'avoras chayfetz. And Rashi will say there has to be some, not Avoras Chavis, but the Sinas Kesef right now. There has to be something that you can give a value right now. Telling the woman to hold on to something, I'm not going to take something away from you, that doesn't work. Even though in Mominus it would work. It would work, and both would say it would work. Exactly what's the Nakuda? So Rambam is a little bit sharper, a little bit stronger, what's required. And that fits into Reb Chaim's Mahalach, that there is a Maisa Kicha in addition to the Kinyan. In Kiddushin, it's not just a Kinyan Kesef, it's a Maisa Kicha, Kiyikach. So far we've said the Maisa Kicha has an Amira to it, and Gemiras Das alone is not good enough. And now we're saying that there has to be something more than would work in a regular Kinyan Kesef. Now I'll say one more aura, and this Rabbi Scheinberg points out, and then I really want to say he is a very beautiful aura in this whole mahalach. We'll have to say that for tomorrow. But one Likud he points out, he says that we could defend, we can defend the kasha of the Rambam Hananel and the Rambam very, very well. When they say, how are you drawing a distinction between Hanos Mechila and Mechila Gufa? Because Achrei Kechlois HaKol, right? Achrei Kechlois HaKol, Kinyonim work through Gemira's Das. Right? That was the Amnei Melum, is a Gevaldig Araya from a Tosfos, you can look it up in Bechor, Shid Chesam and Beis, but Tosfos says that if a Koyen is a shepherd and my animal, when my animal gives birth, I'm going to be makna the animal to the Koyen so he can make the mitzvah of Bechor. So Tosfos says, but there's no Kinyon. He's not the will to do the mitzvah of Bechor is so strong that Gemir is Das. We'll learn the Chesam and Beis. Gemir is Das. So the Rambam is saying is, I don't get it. If a Kinyan is Gemir is Das, then the Gemir is Das which comes from Mechilas Halva is as good as any other Gemir is Das. So Rambam goes on to say, but the Gemira's Das, that in a Hanami. But I hear I need a Maisa Kicha. Not because Gemira's Das Dafka. It just has to be a more tangible kind of Kenyan. We'll explain tomorrow why. And Rashi will say, I don't need to have a more tangible Kenyan, but I need to have something that's being transferred. So that's the, again, so it boils down to L'chaira. It boils down to what is unique about the Maisa Kich of Kiddushin. And it boils down to a very, very dachistic distinction, an enormous nafkamina, Hanos Mechila, right? And then, in order to make Vinny happy, and the Rabbeinu Chanan Rambam even focus into a more dachistic distinction. Okay?
Okay, we're happy to my answer.